The Writer's Almanac podcast is supported by Split Rock's online mentoring for writers program, providing one-on-one assistance with creative writing projects at cce.umn.edu/write. And by Poetry Magazine, for over 90 years, a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org. And here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday. It's the 31st of December, 2008, the last day of the year, New Year's Eve, a day on which in Mexico, as the clock strikes 12 tonight, people will eat one grape for each of the chimes of 12 and make a wish for the coming year. In Venezuela, they might wear yellow underwear for a year of good luck. In Japan, they would eat soba because the long, thin noodles symbolize longevity. And at midnight, the temple bells would ring 108 times for the 108 attachments in the mind that need to be purified before the new year. At midnight in Greece, families would cut a cake called a vasilopita, which has a coin baked inside, and whoever gets the coin is lucky. And here in our country, in Times Square, New York City, up to 1 million people gather each New Year's Eve to watch a ball drop. Feel grateful that you are not one of them. It's the birthday of the novelist Nicholas Sparks, born in Omaha, 1965, author of The Notebook, A Walk to Remember, and other books. It's the birthday of Juno Diaz, born in Santo Domingo, Dominican Republic, 1968, grew up in New Jersey, author of The Brief Wondrous Life of Oscar Wilde. Juno Diaz, who said about writers, "What we do might be done in solitude and with great desperation, but it tends to produce exactly the opposite. It tends to produce community and, in many people, hope and joy." Here are two poems for this New Year's Eve, two love poems, the first by George Bilgier, the second by Kenneth Rexroth. Night Flight by George Bilgier. I am doing laps at night alone in the indoor pool. Outside it is snowing, but I am warm and weightless, suspended and out of time like a fly in amber. She is thousands of miles from here and miles above me, ghosting the stratosphere, heading from New York to London. Though it is late, even at that height, I know her light is on, her window a square of gold as she reads mysteries above the Atlantic. I watch the line of black tile on the pool's floor leading me down the lane. If she looks down by moonlight under a clear sky, she will see black water. She will see me swimming distantly, moving far from shore, suspended with her in flight through the wide gulf as we swim toward land together. And a poem by Kenneth Rexroth, Quietly. Lying here quietly beside you, my cheek against your firm, quiet thighs, the calm music of Boccherini washing over us in the quiet, as the sun leaves the housetops and goes out over the Pacific, quiet, so quiet, the sun moves beyond us, so quiet as the sun always goes, so quiet our bodies worn with the times and penances of love, our brains curled, quiet in their shells, dormant, our hearts slow, quiet, reliable in their interlocked rhythms, the pulse in your thigh caressing my cheek, quiet. poem by Kenneth Rexroth, Quietly, from the selected poems of Kenneth Rexroth, published by New Directions, and Night Flight by George Bilgier, from The Good Kiss, published by the University of Akron Press. Both used by permission here on The Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, partners with the National Endowment for the Arts in Poetry Out Loud, a national recitation contest for high school students. More information at poetryfoundation.org. Written by Betsy Allister. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.